Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to congratulate you on your re-election as chairmanship, and thank you and your team and the Secretariat for providing us with a revised draft based on the February intersessional meeting. We are grateful that many of our recommended edits were incorporated in the revised third draft. And we greatly appreciate that the agenda for this afternoon is focused on a thematic discussion of a central issue in the text. We think this is an ideal way to organize this session and look forward to engaging with the cooperative spirit throughout the week. The thematic focus of this afternoon's agenda item is a discussion of the draft instrument's multiple references to inherent state functions and direct participation in hostilities. While these are the textual references, the core issue is whether we can come to agreement on activities that states should not contract out to PMSCs. It seems to us it's possible to have this discussion without coming to agreement on the scope of inherent state functions, which is not a defined concept, and which we think must be left to individual states. Similarly, the concept of direct participation in hostilities, which doesn't have an agreed scope and is not applied under IHL for the purposes of the task before us, doesn't seem to us particularly useful. But we very much look forward to hearing the views of working group members on this subject and to engaging in that conversation. With this meeting agenda and revised draft, we're optimistic we can advance our collective effort here to further internationalize and build on the important existing initiatives that we've recognized, specifically the Montreux document and the International Code of Conduct for Security Providers. That said, and as others have mentioned, we think it also urgent that we address the nature of this instrument and would hope that perhaps there might be time in this agenda to accommodate a discussion of that very important topic as well. Too much of our time is taken up by the need to review every paragraph of this draft twice with an eye to its drafting in both a non-binding and a binding manner, and some of the provisions would of course not be appropriate if one or the other form is adopted. Seems to us it would be a much more constructive use of our time if we were working together on an instrument the nature of which was agreed to. As we have said in the past, the most promising ultimate outcome of this working group from our point of view would be a consensual adoption of a robust non-binding instrument to establish the first UN framework on the regulation, monitoring, and oversight by states of private military and security companies. That would be a milestone achievement and lay the groundwork for further appropriate state and international action. Building on past standards, it would incorporate lessons learned and address contemporary challenges, and a non-binding instrument would follow the traditional trajectory in the United Nations system. Finally, we believe there is a shared recognition of the vital role played by professional private security providers, and a recognition that nonetheless, there are serious human rights and IHL violations on the part of PMSCs generally, and specifically on those quasi-private malign entities that engage directly in combat operations. We trust that this instrument will ultimately contribute and enhance state oversight and accountability to protect against and address abuses of human rights and violations of international humanitarian law where they occur. In that vein, we look forward to the contribution of the chair's appointed experts on efforts to mainstream a victim-centered approach in ensuring such accountability. We again thank the chair, his team, and all of our colleagues for the continued efforts on this important topic and look forward to our deliberations.